It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What smells in here?
I want you to finish that. Go ahead. What do you think? You think that was a burn?
No.
Then what smells?
Nothing.
Oh, you're saying it's me.
Yeah. Nothing's burning you these days. It's not water.
I don't know how to say this. No, I do. What? Okay. I think I'm mad at our friend Nikki, who told me
with confidence.
With confidence, and then continues to double down on it, that life was going to get way good starting November 6th. And now within the last couple of days, my moon sign and everything moved into some other cool stuff. And yeah. I got 20 years of good crap coming my way.
Yeah.
It's just
same.
Like, I'm going to walk by a casino and like a slot machine's going to come flying out of there, just paying out onto me. Mm-hmm. That's what's supposed to be happening.
Mm-hmm. And it's about time because you've been really struggling. You've had a bad run. 16
years of bad karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all this crap has happened to me. Divorces.
I don't think that's related to astrology.
How do you figure? Like, you don't think that's related?
No.
What is related? My dad?
No.
Then what's related?
I don't know. That's what I want to believe all of this stuff because it's kind of fun. It's interesting.
But you don't think, is your life better since November 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she was in London.
It got worse when I came back. No, just kidding.
My life got really good. Some great things are happening. My friends at Steel Bros are about to do something amazing. It's like, there's some great things happening in my life. Don't get me wrong. But like, I've got friends coming in from out of town. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to spend the night at my house tonight.
Oh, no.
They cannot. Can I say why? This is why TX says I smell. Yesterday, I get a text from my son saying, and this is something he does, so I don't know if he caused this to happen, but he said, I let the shower run for like 20 minutes and it's not hot. And I was like, did you check it at any time during that 20 minutes? He just turns it on and then goes plays like 3 levels of Halo.
Well, because it takes a while for all of the
20
hot
minutes,
water
Aaron?
To get. Your house is big. It has to travel through
it
the
doesn't. So long story longer, my hot water heater doesn't work. Mm. And like no one can fix it fast. Mm. I found a hot water heater in my, like in Henderson. I don't know if you know where Henderson is. It's near my house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one sitting there for like $700. And companies are quoting me like $5,000 to replace my hot water heater.
Jeez.
Well, I feel like we aren't much help either. You sent us a picture of it last night. I couldn't even tell anything was wrong with it. You were like,
the water on the ground underneath it?
Wait, I
didn't even open it. I was busy.
Sorry. We're not any help.
So here's the thing.
Oh yeah, there's water on the ground.
I came up with a genius idea today to, much like Abraham Lincoln did with his family, I would presume, get out a all-clad pot, fill it halfway full of water, get it hot on the stove, then top it off. Did you ever do that when you were like, well, you didn't have to do the water on the stove, but like, did you ever wash your car in your own driveway?
Yeah.
You get like super hot water in there, and then when you get outside, you put some of this cold water from the hose in to get it to the right temperature.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've never done that. I've just used a hose. Is that bad?
You don't wash your car with hot water?
No, I just fill up the bucket with the hose.
I've done that too. I've done both.
You use cold water on your car?
I get, hose, whatever the temp that is.
There's a car wash on Dayton, like by Arapo, that has hot water. And I swear to God, your car is cleaner. Because it's hot water. It'll blast like the hot water. When you're trying to do dishes, like I was doing dishes last night without hot water, like you can't get crap off because like the hot water goes, and singes it off.
Okay,
and like regular water just doesn't do it.
That makes sense. That just feels like a lot of work. At that point, I'm not going to do it myself if I got to boil the water. And
You wouldn't have to because your hot water heater works. You would just
pull. Oh, yeah, okay. That's right. I think I have one of those.
I don't know even why I'm bringing this up other than to say I sent a picture to the group this morning, or this like before I left for work, of a pot of boiling water, a towel, a washcloth, and some body wash at my kitchen sink. I jumped up into the kitchen sink and French bathed myself before I came into work.
How was it?
I don't recommend it.
Okay. I was wondering.
They make like shower wipes. I think I have some in my gym bag if you want.
Shower wipes?
Yeah.
You don't understand what I smelled like this morning.
I cannot smell anything right now. So maybe
that's
good.
I want you to come get up under this because I'm going to cure your sinuses.
Well, you have a very like open door policy at your house. Neighbors, friends, everyone comes and goes a lot. They just come in. And I was wondering, what happens if one of your friends walks in?
Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying this. Because I also have had to, because of my open door policy, I turned the chime on my alarm system.
Nice.
So if somebody opens the door, it goes, bum, bum, bum. So I know somebody opened the door.
Cool.
So while I am buck naked in my sink, the door goes, bum, bum, bum.
Stop.
Swear. I'm like, I jumped off. I'm a little honked up. I jumped off my sink. Like I landed on the floor, my feet are wet and whatever, and I screwed myself up and it was just the wind blew my garage door open a little bit.
Oh.
So I'm sprawled out on my floor.
Oh my
getting
gosh.
A text that it's $5,000 to fix my hot water heater. Anyway, the long version of this is because Erin believes she's the only person who realized there are showers at the gym here at the radio station.
Well,
because
you didn't even realize that there was a gym here for a while.
There's a gym?
I'm being serious.
Yeah, he's like, gym.
Jimmy John's?
I remember taking this. No, I knew it was there. But well, like,
and I didn't know if you knew that there were showers down there. So it was a genuine like, hey, there's showers
I
here.
I thought you took a shower with the dude on the radio station next door.
No, I had to let him. He was shirtless, but he locked himself out. So I had to go get him.
The long version of it is, could I come? This is, to me, this is like being on vacation and being filthy. Have you ever seen this where somebody's just gross? They've played volleyball. They've done all the stuff.
Sure.
And what do? They jump in the pool.
Yeah.
You can't come from home dirty and get in the gym shower. I feel like there's a rule.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Here, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. The shower is fine. The pool, no.
Pool, no. But here, yeah.
Shower, all fine, right. Yeah. You know what? You got to pre-wash and then get in the shower?
No, you just can't come as dirty as I was, is all I'm saying. Because I would come walking in the building.
What
and
are
like,
you doing that gets you to the point of like you on a beach dirty?
I was flailing around naked.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.